Mike Anglin runs the First Street Garden Inn Bed and Breakfast, and he is popular among Fifth Ward residents for his earthy and straightforward approach. But apparently, not all of the residents are on board. Tom Partridge has been a vocal critic of the direction of City Council and of Anglin's more conservative approach to city government. So he launched a write-in campaign. Chip Smith entered the race just 2 weeks ago, and he too wants a far more progressive agenda than the basic services approach favored by Anglin. For his part, Anglin says his approach and agenda is a direct reflection of his constituency.
Through the years, I found that the services that immediately affect them are the most important. The streets, the parks, the trees, things that are immediate, very down-to-earth kinds of situations. They're a bit concerned with the growth of the downtown and how it looks and what they perceive their city to be becoming, so to speak.
Mr. Partridge did not respond to requests for an interview to become part of this report, but Chip Smith did. You have to wonder what would drive someone to launch a campaign just 2 weeks before Election Day.
As I've watched the debate, I've grown really concerned about the quality of the policy debate we're having at Council and the tenor of the discussion and many of the policies that we're moving towards. And since nobody has stepped up to offer Fifth Ward voters a choice, I felt it was my responsibility to offer to serve. And that's why I'm running as a write-in candidate and asking Fifth Ward voters to write in Chip Smith for Council.
Smith is an urban planner and works for Wade Trim and Associates in Detroit. He says there are a couple of specific issues that brought him into the race.
The catalyst for me is the continued discussion of going backwards on building a walkable city and looking at repealing our crosswalk ordinance. I think that's a real step in the wrong direction. And when that is the type of policy debate that we're having at Council, I have to make the time. And I have to offer my expertise and offer to serve, and I'm an urban planner with 15 years of experience in the private sector. You know, I have to be willing to step up when I see us veering off course of where we should be going.
The incumbent's campaign and tenure on council has been characterized by a belief that the city should provide basic and essential services above all else, and the expenditure of residents' money should not be in the areas of more progressive programs like subsidized developments and increased rail service. Mike Anglin says Fifth Ward residents do like new development, but it has to serve the nature and texture of existing neighborhoods, and current growth patterns in the city are a long-term detriment.
There is some good to it in the fact that it's become a regional entertainment area, but I'm also concerned that the prices, as we keep developing, will go so high that the only things being able to be put in will be very, very high and expensively priced units.
That's among the reasons Anglin believes there's a need to be a shift in the tax increment financing the Downtown Development Authority may collect and reinvest in the downtown. That position, according to Smith, is short-sighted.
And I say it's been very successful because we have reinvested money in our downtown. And it's our downtown that's our signature, and we can pretend it's not, but really it's what people think of when they think of downtown. And I think when you look back over the 25-30 year history of the Ann Arbor DDA, I think taken as a whole, these investments have really, really paid off for us.
Councilman Anglin is among a faction that stands opposed to Mayor John Heefch's vision and his faction's more progressive agenda. Ask either side, and they usually downplay the idea of factionalism, but council votes show a pretty clear split. And Anglin admits it's a problem, one that began on the other side.
I guess when people know that they have to vote, they feel they don't have to include the others. That was not good. And I hope that as we start to have the power, that we actually have more open dialogue.
When you say we, who do you mean?
I see the people like Jack Eaton coming on. Jane Lum will probably be reelected. I'll probably be reelected. Stephen Councilman, of course, is going to be elected. And that voice, Sumi Kalaspathy, that voice has a different feel on council. They're looking at what's being spent and how. That's the one big thing that I see that unites us.
And Chip Smith isn't immune to the divide either. Many of Smith's supporters are allies of Mayor Heefch, and that's led to the contention that Smith is being put forth in the final weeks of the race in the slight hope to offset a shifting power base on city council.
The fact that some of the, you know, what you would call the allies of the mayor support me, I think they're supporting some of the ideas that I stand for. I've never had a discussion with the mayor. I don't really know any of the council people with the exception of Stephen Kunzelman, who I consider to be a longtime friend.
So what can a write-in candidate expect that decided to enter the race just 2 weeks before Election Day?
I really have gotten a lot of support for my belief that there's a silent majority that is really kind of disgusted with how our council is working and that we're not moving substantive policy debate forward. Instead, we're engaging in kind of this political theater. And now my expectation has shifted to, you know, I really just want to see support of a couple of hundred votes. And now I really think that this is winnable.
It would be an upset, and a write-in victory would most certainly be rare. Anglin says he welcomes the challenge and fully expects to win in part because he has something to offer the write-in challengers do not, a public service record.
One of the issues that happens here, though, is I've been vetted in the community by my votes and by my long standing on council. People know where I stand. My campaign literature is no different than the way I vote. So I am not someone to come on and promise you something and then not deliver.
The results will be delivered tomorrow night. David Fair, WEMU News.